AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at am570lasports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
Infected with the flu.
Oh, yeah, go ahead, button it up.
Here's my number.
No, that's not.
Hey,
that's
it. Hey, fix it.
Why?
It's just hard.
It's a trap.
Not much.
It's a trap.
Not much.
Hate is usually a more compelling motive than love. Pop it, everybody. Welcome back. PMS is on the air. Happy to be with you. Dan Wojcicki's here putting in big work.
Touching new machines.
Touching a machina. He's going to do some NBA analysis of his own.
Ooh, that's a strength of mine.
This hour, Don McLean, we're going to replay that next hour. We still have a lot to get to in the world of great sports talk. And please, don't forget, David Vasse at 7 o'clock with Mookie Betts, Dodger Talk. Tonight, and we're running all the games on the station next week.
Talking Kobe Bryant, that should be really interesting.
Should be. Nice, sincere addition.
Look at you.
You can hear Dodgers spring training game starting Sunday. Dodgers versus Cubs. First pitch at noon. It's Woody, maybe Kenley, right here on AM 570. All right. Real quick, before we get to the lessons learned. Been a lot of stuff about the Mexican people today. Whether it was the Z-Dog or the lighter shade of brown. Off air. Kevin Figgers and I discussed Kid Frost. This is for La Raza. Chivato. And I'm brown and proud. So, I do want to add this as one more shot in the arm to our Latino friends. A lot of people made a big mistake today. The Google Doodle. Okay? Everybody knows how Google does that photo or little picture to commemorate people. Kind of like the Dead or Alive guy birthday of the day. Mm-hmm. Here on the Petros and Money Show. Well, today was a mas famoso comedian, un chistoso, a comedian and a director, a director, producer, producorio.
director of cinematography.
Cine, el cine. Perdón, Gaffer. Señor Wojcicki.
Gaffer.
Perdón. Gripo. Mas famoso, un chistoso, named Chespirito, who many thought, or at least the likeness drawn, bore a deep resemblance to me, your humble, great sports talk correspondent.
Is this still up?
I believe it is. It's still Chespirito Day. Chespirito, or Little Shakespeare, is widely regarded as one of the great Spanish language humorists of all time, from Mexico and a Mexican, but not only famoso in Mexico, all through Sur de America y America Central y los Estados Unidos para los Latinos y Latinas. So,
were all his shirts and jackets monogrammed, or is that a shtick? Or
he's very popular. I mean, we're talking about like one of the Charlie Chaplin types of Mexico.
I saw this earlier today, and I thought he was a Chicagoan.
A lot of people thought it was me. Not me. And a lot of people texted me, and you're not the first to see it or think that. So thank you. Appreciate you thinking of me. But it's not me. It's Chespirito, Little Shakespeare. Died 6 years ago in Cancun.
It's a rough spring break.
Well, that's why I said Cancun, because he couldn't hack it. If you Cancun, you get out. You know what I'm saying?
His wrists. Still covered with the bracelets of all the clubs.
Should we bury him with these, or what do you guys want to do with this? Oh, that, you know what? That is classless by us.
Did he want to have this single braid in his hair? I think he did.
I've never been to Cancun.
Neither have I.
All right, you guys want to do the lessons learned? How much time we got left? We got a little time. All right, let's do the lessons learned in great sports talk. Is Social Matt here? Anybody that wants to help out? Yeah, let's get Social Matt in here. Come on, Social Matt. Do you know Social Matt?
I do. Does he have intro music?
No. Hey, let's get social with Social Matt. He is of Ethiopian heritage.
No, descent rhymes with Matt to a certain extent. That was the line. So let's get social.
But he's Matt. Ethiopian. How are we going to get that Ethiopian in here? He's very descent. Proud Ethiopian.
I know. We talked about that.
Little Ethiopia. Fairfax.
Very, yeah.
Fairfax District. All right. You ready to go? You know how this works.
Let's do it.
Lesson one.
Lesson one.
Jesus.
Lesson one.
Thank you, Wojcie. Mick Cronin was on the show Monday. UCLA's red hot. Wojcie's trying to act like he's above it because he writes NBA. Much talked about. His guy's getting experience and growing up as players. That's what's been the topic.
Okay.
And not just one and done, like Wojcie wants. Wojcie wants to ruin the
Get
lives.
Him out of there.
Ruin the lives of these kids.
Draft them when they're 9 years old.
Brandon That's Jennings. Here it is.
Hey, we're in L.A. The Lakers and the Clippers aren't trading for rookies.
Yeah, Wojcie.
You know, they're trying to win a title.
Put that in your
There's
pipe.
A reason they're getting veterans. Veterans are smart because yeah. they're veterans. Yeah, veterans Wojcie. Know how to compete. They know how to be physical and play hard. It takes young players time. It just does. I mean, you know, LeBron James, the late, great Kobe Bryant. I mean, look who they were in their fifth year of, as a pro versus who they were in their first year. I think it's just hard nowadays, guys. Everybody wants these kids to be great right off the bat, and it's not realistic. I mean, they have sure for Zion Williamson or maybe Lonzo Ball, but, you know, 99% of these kids, you've got to give them a chance to develop.
Good stuff, Cronin. We love Cronin here.
Friend of the show. He drove to Buena Park. I've heard
that. Yeah!
Hour and a half drive.
Good memory.
Yeah. 3 hours round trip.
Yeah.
Lesson two. You've been watching The Bachelor?
Yes.
Yeah. How crazy is that, Victoria?
I miss McKenna already. She was my favorite. Oh, she.
But he's pot committed with Victoria. He's like, I'm all in. I got to have sex with her.
There was a song where something like one of the country guys that she didn't bone.
Yeah.
Previously, that had song like is like something about like I love crazy.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. It was good.
What was the line? Do you remember?
I'm still trying to get past country guy that she didn't bone. I haven't heard that one in a long time, dude. And we're not talking about the USC athletic director. You know, we're talking about a country guy with the old Bonarino out there in Virginia Beach.
That you didn't putzo?
Putzo. Putzo.
Sorry, I said it for... I don't know what I said.
Here's Victoria.
Can we just talk?
And what are we going to say? There's nothing...
I'm trying to say. Out. I'm not
okay, let's
to
talk
you.
It out. What are we going to say?
I'm just asking for the truth.
Well, it doesn't matter anymore, Peter, because...
So you just have given up on this?
You literally just came in here to act like that? Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding? Yeah.
Excuse me? I literally
Excuse
just...
Excuse you what?
I just walked up here. I did not accuse you of anything. I simply told you what had happened because
You're
I was...
You're supposed to meet my family tonight, and you decided that what Marissa told you was more important than meeting my entire family.
What is this right now? Why
I don't
are you...
know. I have
Why
nothing
are you
to
being...
say to you right now. I just have nothing.
We have the audio.
This is Wojcie in the alley behind the 9-0, really by the way.
Yeah, I do.
Because I haven't felt you really fight for this.
Really? You it's haven't?
Like, it's like
That's my, funny.
But no, I'm being 100% real okay. with you. I feel like every time it's been me trying to talk you down or you wanting to give up on
okay,
something
well then,
or give up on
okay.
us.
Okay. If that's
do you, not,
feel,
do you not agree with that?
Yeah, I don't.
In the
I
last,
do not.
Can I say something about that episode of The Bachelor?
Please.
He was better at basketball than I thought he would be. Like, I thought he was going to be awful.
You know, I pretty much figured that the Bruce Pearl would be what you would pull from that episode.
Like, that I thought he...
That and the boning of the country
I
guy.
I thought that. Well, I mean, like, come
hey,
on.
Hey, you think
like,
she boned Kenny Chesney, man?
Like,
you think
how,
she boned?
Like, how many times are they going to have, like,
you know, boned, and then you give her the
where
boon.
It's like the musical artist is like, well, we had a private, we had a prior boon, relationship. Boon,
I don't know how you guys boon. Do that. I.
Well, we have just, women in our lives that make us do it.
Not
That's
me.
True. That's true.
I have a woman in my life who makes me watch this show.
We had the film fight. Did you watch that or listen? 8 Men Out versus Blue Chips, the cheating-ass film fight on PMS?
I'm familiar with the two films.
Here's 8 Men Out, because you're from Chicago.
That's right.
Wojcie yeah. plays this young man.
Well, that wasn't so bad, was it, Joe?
Kind of felt good to get it off my chest.
You did the right thing, Joe. We're proud of you.
Hey, Joe, over here.
Hey, what'd you Joe. Say? Joe, were you in on it?
That's a story.
Hey, here comes a little Wojcie.
Who was the big cheese? Who did all the brain work?
Joe, why'd you wait so long to spill it, Joe?
Hard guy.
He's all bundled up.
He's a hard guy.
Joe!
Say it ain't so, Joe. Say it ain't so.
Sorry, little Danny Wojcicki. I'm a cheating ass, and I can't read. I'm Shoeless Joe.
Why'd you have to tell, Mel? What other names could it
Mike
have?
Fires?
Yeah.
Why'd you light the wire, Fires? Okay. Lesson five. No, four.
Lesson four.
Kendrick Perkins was on yesterday.
I heard.
This is the great Kobe thing, so somber.
Okay.
Kendrick Perkins talking about Kobe.
Before the tragedy, before it happened with Kobe, I used to think about the loss in 2010 more than the championship. And I don't know why, though. I used to think about that more than the 08. I used to think about that more than the 08 championship. But since the death of the great Kobe Bryant, I don't even think about the 2010 loss no more. I really don't. And that's weird. I don't even think about it. I'm glad he did get fired. And that's how I feel. Like, seriously. So, like, just with that happening, I don't even think about that. I'm like, well-deserved, Kobe.
I like having that guy on because you just never know what he's going to say, and he's always really thoughtful with his answers.
He, last year during the playoffs, I saw him sit press row with a 98-ounce beer.
Nice. Sounds like Don McLean's house
that
tonight.
That surprised me.
Past the 40.
One of the biggest beers I've ever seen, and one of the other reporters had to say, like, Perk, you know, not allowed to sit here and just house beers when you.
What do you mean? Beer. You are if not you're Perk.
To. Not allowed.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
I just love his kind of rise to as like NBA analyst is so interesting to me.
He says interesting things.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know?
He doesn't care.
Yeah, and that's cool. A big thank you to Social Matt. Kevin Figgers putting in big work today. Tim Cates, I think, is coming back at some point. Of course, the great Ronnie Fascio. Last lesson. Lesson five. We were talking about starting a new segment called Right or Wrong in honor of Wojcicki's old friend Bill Ryder. And okay, we found this great soundbite from Bill when he did Middays right here on AM 570 LA Sports.
I can't tell you how many like big time interviews I've turned down with including presidents or president and athletes where it's like you can interview them, you can't ask these four questions.
Turn it down. Can't tell you. What do you say? Right or wrong? You like that as the base? As the base for the segment?
I do. I mean
Wojcicki was just saying this to me off the air.
What are the questions you can't ask Jimmy?
Off air. Jimmy,
we're not
you
talking
peanut farmer, little bitch.
Not talking peanuts.
One more time with that, just because this is what it's crazy. It's like I was talking to Wojcicki. This is what Wojcicki was saying.
How many like big time interviews I've turned down with, including presidents or president and athletes.
Of what
where
association?
It's like, you can interview them. You can't ask these four questions.
All right, we're done. I'm sorry. I'm a terrible person.
You're bad.
You don't have to answer that. You're a good guy.
I'm turning
Wojcicki
this down.
I'm not a good guy. You're a good guy. I'm not. You are.
Sorry.
I'm not. We'll be right back with Dan Wojcicki's knowledge next. Happy Frogman Friday, everybody. Hope you're having a wonderful day driving home. The Petros and Money Show is on the air live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app on AM 570 LA Sports. We got the Dodgers going down. Camelback Ranch in Arizona. Dodgers spring training game starting this Sunday. Dodgers versus Cubs. First pitch at noon right here on AM 570 LA Sports. And as Wojcicki keeps reminding you, because he is the national NBA writer for the LA Times. And that is not a small job. No, that is a...
Very proud of it.
You know what? You don't want to wear the mask for too long, Wojcicki. That's why it's good that you're diversified. You cover football, cover USC football, cover the Chargers.
Come in here every once in a while.
Cover Lob City. Come in here, chop it up on the radio.
That's right.
Smart guy, Wojcicki.
That's right. I was on TV yesterday, Petros.
What'd you do?
I was on Colin Cowherd's show.
How'd that go?
I looked very tired. Very puffy.
You didn't go to makeup?
Just a quick shine. They looked at me and they're like, we can only do so much.
See, I mean, full disclosure.
Yeah.
I won't go in there because they do put makeup and like I have to get dressed up and they won't pay me. And I'm like, no.
It's typically, I hate to. I like a lot of the people that work there.
I work in that building. Yes. I love everybody there, but I'm not going in there for free.
And I like, to me, I will. It is a big enough show that it's worth it for me to go. But if it was 5 miles further away, I don't think I would go. It was just hard. So to get there from Long Beach, I had to take. I'm a big
Studebaker.
I'm a big follow the Waze. I trust Waze maybe more than anything
I'm
else
sure
in my
you've,
life.
And a few times.
It's got me a little dicey.
Like trusting a human being. I mean, Waze isn't perfect.
It's broken my heart before. It had me exit the 110 Expressway at USC. Uh-huh. I got to hang on the old haunts there for real quick down in South Central. And I went side streets the rest of the way to the Pico lot at Fox, and it took me forever.
That happens. You know, sometimes you got to fight it out in the city. But when you want to be a star and you want to sit
That's
there with
right.
Cowherd,
gotta,
you know, you got to fight the war.
Got
to
do it.
It's like going to see Oz. You know, he's got that big-ass desk, and you can only see his little head over the top when you're sitting in the chair.
Morning after a flight back from a long All-Star weekend, crying baby that night, let's go be on TV. And better yet, let's do an HD.
Yeah, and then she's talking, and you're like, "Who's that? Who's that behind me? What's going on?
Where are the voices?"
Yeah, it's like flying for the Rebel Alliance.
It was fun though. I'm glad they asked.
I'm glad you did it because that makes you a bigger star.
Big star.
Yeah. All right, let's do it. Let's call this the top story of the day.
Top story of the day.
All right, Dan. Well, we're going to lean on you for some NBA knowledge.
Oh, okay.
Well, we have to.
This is about all I'm good for.
Well, it's important.
Yeah, it's a good time of year, too.
It's a good time of year to talk about it, and even though the NBA may be down nationally, and there has been a lot of talk about that.
About the TV ratings.
Certainly not the case in Los Angeles with interest. People pretty much figure the epicenter of the league is here in Los Angeles, and we knew that was going to be the case this summer. And the NBA is coming off a big victory for their All-Star Weekend, which was the most popular All-Star Weekend, I think, that any...
Did you watch?
A little bit. I've had a rough go of it.
Yes.
This last 5 or 6 days.
Is that LeBron and Kawhi on the same team, or am I just...
I'm fine. I'm only just getting sick now.
Oh, exciting.
Yeah, no, I'm like a mule. They just ride me until they're like, oh, guess we need another mule. You know, like in Die Hard?
Yes.
When all the FBI guys explode on the top of the building and the police chief or whatever looks over and goes, I guess we're going to need some new FBI guys. That's what my family's going to do with me when I finally just die. They're just going to discard my carcass and find a new FBI guy. Okay. So, no, I didn't watch much. I saw it on Twitter. You see everything on Twitter now.
That's fair. It was very fun.
Sometimes you think it's going to be a video, but it's just like a gif of Kawhi going, oh.
Best All-Star game I've ever been to.
Oh, yeah?
Any sport.
Now, let me ask you a question. How much of that, you're going to give me, I know the answer. Hmm? It's almost like I'm a lawyer. Well, you're from Chicago, so it's
not.
How much, because I answered this question not even knowing. Or having watched over the weekend, but you know, we all feign expertise in
this
job. I answered the question the other day. Somebody was like, well, why was it such a great All-Star Weekend? I said, I'll tell you why. It's a great host city and a great basketball host city, and the city came to life for the sport because it's a great place to have anything, and basketball in Chicago is a special thing, and you saw the stars come out for it.
That's a good answer. Your 10 minutes on the Daytona 500 right after that were even better.
Oh, unreal. Look. When the beast took a lap, I cried.
Just when I saw Bobby Labonte walk to the line, it just took me to a place.
How cool was the city of Chicago
of it? So,
because I don't think it would have been like that in Orlando.
Being there and being from there was very special for me. I thought Common, the rapper, did his like intros and stuff and got mocked a little bit for like the rhyming names of that stuff.
Better than Haddish.
But... That's true. But the sort of the narration of like, this is why basketball in Chicago matters part, I thought was awesome. Like just pitch perfect, like exactly why. Someone who grew up there going to high school games with my dad, where you would, you know, because we couldn't go to Bulls games. It was too hard to get a ticket to a Bulls game. So you would go see Corey Maggette play. You know, you would go see, I'm trying to think of some other people that Ronnie Fields and Kevin Garnett play or stuff like that. You would, you know, kind of go into these gyms at Christmas time and you stand shoulder to shoulder with people and you watch the best players in the state. I think they kind of captured some of that energy. I think sort of the tributes to Kobe Bryant gave it a sort of a sentimental edge. But to me, like, ultimately, I thought it was, like, mostly responsible of the format changes, which, like, were surprising that they worked after getting so kind of roundly mocked. The play each quarter for charity. When you have, you know, 300 kids from each charity sitting there, and, like, Russell Westbrook is launching 35-footers, and you're just like, oh, my God, those kids have to be so angry at his shot selection. It's like they're fans of the Thunder now. And, you know, like, they were in it, and you would see, like, LeBron walk over, like, in the fourth quarter when they're trying to get a miss on a missed free throw. You see LeBron going over, like, telling the kids to get louder, and they would listen and get super loud. And the Elam ending that they used, the target score.
Matt talks about it all the time.
I thought it was awesome.
Of course you did.
It was so much fun.
Please don't advocate for it in a real basketball
I
game.
I think the place that I would like to see the Elam ending, if they do it. So the one thing
I don't want to talk.
They do this in-season tournament, this sort of FA Cup of the NBA that Adam Silver really wants to do. Because we mentioned ratings are down, right? So what's a way to get ratings up? You create a new prize and you make people care about games in December or November or whatever you decide you want people to care. I'd think that playing the final four or the final eight of said tournament with the Elam ending as like a special occasion thing would be nice.
Is it hard for people to understand?
I don't think so. I think it's just like you have like...
I mean, you write for the LA Times, which is written at an eighth grade level for a reason. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like you have to write in a different style than probably you're comfortable writing, or at least you had to learn to write that way.
I can live in that spot pretty easily. I can live in that space pretty easily.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, I'm just thinking about the average fan. You know.
So basically all it is at a certain point in the game, you decide, we're going to add X amount of points, and this is the target score. It could be with 4 minutes left on the clock. It could be whatever.
You lost 90% of our audience with X. X!
Okay. You just pick a number, and you play to a number. It's like the game 21.
So you enjoyed it?
It was super competitive.
How much of it was food-related?
I ate pretty well. Not as well as I wanted. I drank.
Well, do we ever?
I drank pretty well the first night, and then not as well as I wanted. But I gained like 7 pounds
That's good.
The weekend. It was good. Yeah, it was fun. It was fun to be home.
On State Street.
Super cold, but which made it kind of, and it's not a great All-Star City because everything's so spread out. The really good All-Star Cities are compact where you can kind of walk everywhere. Like
Cleveland.
It's funny you say that. It's 2 years from now. It's going to be in Indianapolis next year, and I can already hear people bitching about it. And Indianapolis does these kinds of events well. There's 5 places that everybody goes. You go there, you're going to eat some shrimp cocktail. Get that horseradish up your nose and stuff like that, and then you're going to drink a bunch of Three Floyds. It'll be a great weekend.
I've had a wonderful time here. How many days? 2. Perfect.
Yep. Precisely.
The Lakers host the Grizz tonight. It's a possible first round playoff preview.
I will be there,
and you're headed there, of course, after the show. As the Grizz are currently the number 8 seed in the West.
Just went to Memphis.
You know, we're just going to talk about food again. Why did you go to Memphis
to see the Grizz?
To visit Iguodala?
On his way out.
Yeah.
The ghost of Andre Iguodala.
Why did you go to see
Ja? My favorite Mark Cohn song. I went to see Ja. It's a great place to cover a game because it's one of the few NBA arenas that they still let you sit courtside, where you sit like...
Grindhouse.
Yeah, you sit right up first, second row at the scorer's table center court.
They don't let you do that at Staples anymore?
We're in the corners.
Well, yeah.
But, I mean, it's different. It's just different.
All right.
Like, when you're, like, center courtside, you can hear and see the game in a way that you wouldn't anywhere
else.
That's
okay, Snooty McGrudy. Earned that title, huh?
I covered a playoff game a few years ago, P, where we were sitting courtside where, because of TV things, they opened up seats there. And I was
freaking
sick.
TV.
I was sick, and I had one of those, like, 8-ounce airplane Dasani waters.
Uh-huh.
And I had just been, like, working my mouth all over it and stuff because I'd been pounding water. I'd been ill. And I'd set it on the scorer's table. There was a timeout, and Tabo Cephalosha walked past, grabbed it, and drank it. Stole it from me.
You think Cephalosha, or do you think he's just so healthy that he sweat it right out?
He probably just his antibodies just like worked it right. You could actually see like my horrible DNA just come off of his forehead the next break.
Do you think LeBron James is going to cut back on his minutes down to stretch, or do you think he's a man on a mission? And they're just going to – he's going to hit the turbo button, or if he's got a nitrous oxide button, he's going to hit it and fly down the stretch, because that's been a topic pretty much since the season started. Maybe
really
because the Clippers are doing it the other way across the hallway? I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, I think, look, when they clinch, he'll slow down some, you know, but I think privately, like when I've talked to him about this, like he's got another gear still. At least he says he does. You know, it's been the most common criticism of them is that like they're playing like the regular season means more than it does, which to me is like maybe a problem with the regular season in general. It does mean
well,
like
you're gonna get your Elam ending Cup.
Yeah, you know, so they've attacked this regular season with an urgency that the Clippers haven't, with an urgency that a lot of teams haven't. And ultimately, I think they'll probably be better for it, if provided they stay healthy, right? And that'll be an interesting question that Frank Vogel and Rob Pelinka will have to tackle, is like whether or not, at what point do we say, okay, we know what we've got, we feel good about who we are as a team, we've done growing, like let's you know, slow down a little bit here and figure things out. I haven't gotten the sense that that's something they want to do.
Speaking of Pelinka. And you can't help but think about him when you think about Marcus Morris and Reggie Jackson going to the Clippers. Obviously, what happened over the summer, the Kawhi Leonard and Paul George thing, with caught everybody off guard, which is actually kind of cool about a trade that, you know, nobody had. No. It just happened. Does Pelinka continue to get outmaneuvered here? Does that matter, or is Markieff Morris good enough? That's in the news now.
I think the tricky question that the Lakers had to deal with, and it was an easier question for the Clippers to deal with, is sort of like when you make these moves, you have to kind of look at like whose minutes these people are going to take, and can you send those minutes out, or can you stomach having that person be third string? Like, I think Reggie Jackson is a little bit better than Rajon Rondo as like a backup point guard. I think he's better, but is he so much better that like having Rajon Rondo be your third string point guard and not playing, and sort of maybe some of the headaches that come with that, is that worth it? And I think maybe not. So it's one of those things where it's like, could they have gotten slightly better by doing a move like Reggie Jackson? Yeah. Would it have?
Chemistry problem for the Clippers, perhaps?
Or for the Lakers, yes. I don't think for the Clippers necessarily. I think the Clippers had a space there for a guy who does those things. I think the Clippers, you know, they traded the guy who Marcus Morris is starting for, and Mo Harkless, right? Like, they sent that guy out, you bring a new guy in, and it's a pretty easy swap in minutes and shots and stuff like that. So, you know, I think to me that the Rob Pelinka's had a pretty successful season. I think he pivoted really well from losing out on Kawhi Leonard. Whether or not, you know, he should have stayed in sort of the Kawhi race as long as they did to the bitter end varies depending on who you talk to. You know, about, you talk to some people who are like, Kawhi was never going to go there. It's just, he why would he go be third on that team? That is nothing.
Who doesn't want to be third banana to LeBron?
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? That is just nothing in his DNA. But that wasn't the information that was kind of pushed their way. And I mean, if there's a chance that you might sign Kawhi Leonard, like, you probably need to see that through. And I think once that happened, they enacted their plan B pretty quickly. And then when DeMarcus Cousins got hurt, they enacted Plan C pretty successfully in signing Dwight Howard. I mean, that was a risk that no one else wanted to take. And sure, their back was against the wall. They didn't have a ton of options. But, you know, they picked him instead of Joakim Noah. Joakim Noah's not on a team. You know, so they weren't shopping at the top of the market here. And they found a guy who's been really productive, albeit a pretty lousy dunk contest participant. But otherwise, like, it's been a nice little story this year for them.
So the tip of the spear is still Clippers-Lakers, Western Conference Finals, Milwaukee Bucks waiting in the East.
Yep.
And wake me up in the spring.
I mean, I think.
Or early summer.
Yeah, I mean, I think, I think, look, I don't know. I don't trust the Clippers to pen them in to a conference finals. I just don't.
Fair enough, because they haven't played enough together yet.
And they've never been to one, right? And it doesn't really.
It would be historic.
Yeah. I think I look around the West, and I could foreseeably see a team like maybe Utah, who's a decent matchup for the Lakers, like giving the Lakers problems in a playoff series. Maybe it's the Rockets. Who knows? Like, the Bucks are the team I feel most comfortable with. But even still, I still have some questions because of, I think Boston is a team that, you know, could be getting better still here in the bio market and has a lot of really good players. I think Toronto's been just a giant pain in the ass for everybody who's played them this season. And they're really well coached and still have a lot of talent left. Philadelphia is really talented, and if they ever figure it out, like, they're good enough to beat anybody. maybe I'm just like carrying the NBA's water here, but it's just a little bit. But I mean, I think it's going to be a pretty fun playoff.
Well, we can't wait to talk to you about it again on Thursday.
Oh, good. I can't wait.
The great Dan Wojcicki, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back with your secret Textoso Rodeo Roundup. It's a Petros and Money Show on a Frogman Friday on AM 570 LA Sports. Dodger Talk at 7. Sky for some of us. Everybody, what's going on? Petros and Money back on the air. Happy to be with you. Matt is off today. I'll be back on Monday. But sitting in from the LA Times at Dan Wojcicki Sports on Twitter, a wildly popular PMS co-host. And you heard him yesterday on the Colin Cowherd Show.
Feels like a bit of an overstatement.
He is beloved. It is Dan Wojcicki, ladies and gentlemen.
No. You give the best intros, B.
Well,
that wasn't
the written intro that started the show.
I know, but they're always so good. I puff out my chest a little bit. I always feel like a
well, you deserve it, Wojcicki.
Fuel for the day.
You're a real star, especially here, Wojcicki. There's no doubt about that. Keep listening to PMS and Rogan and Rodney for your chance to win a seat on board our AM 570 LA Sports Spring Baseball Express to Arizona. Check out the game on March 20th. It's our 11th spring training game. You'll fly to Arizona, see a game, you have a barbecue. And fly back. Southwest Airlines, low fares, no hidden fees. That's transparency. And you know what's popping off tomorrow in Carson, Wojcicki?
I do.
Man, we've been talking about it all day.
Very exciting news. Tim Kates.
And?
Steve Garvey will tell you who to vote for in Carson.
Read it.
No? Okay.
Right there.
Join Tim Kates and Steve Garvey tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. from the Carson Civic Center for LA Vote. You can go there Sunday morning and see Fred Rogan. Recently, he'll bring his new trophy. And Mickey Hatcher, who knows what he'll bring. From 9 a.m. to 11:30 at the same location, the Carson Civic Center. Go to any vote center and make your voice heard at the presidential primary election. Details at lavote.net.
Petros and Money Show.
I crushed that.
Yeah, you really did. That was really good, Wojcicki.
This is super easy.
You're getting better and better.
Thank you.
You're really
projecting to the back of the room is the way to do it. It's the key.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Couple things. One, before we get moving, corrections and retractions. This happened yesterday. The guy that called in, I think his name was Brian, and he won. And he said he had I asked him about tattoos because of Rain Cross, because he's from Riverside, and he said he had a Tre Punto tattoo. And we were like, oh, 3 points. Yeah, yeah. Well, we know what the Tre Punto is, okay? We're not as stupido like you think, not like everybody says, all right? And the other thing is this, and I put this to you, Wojcicki.
Okay.
RoboCop totally has a member in there. He totally does.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Matt was just being a contrarian. I was like, dude, RoboCop's got a puzo in there. Why would they have the female partner?
If you do all that work on somebody, why would you leave that part off?
Thank you.
Like, if you have the technology to do...
Exactly. We have the technology. We can repair him.
Exactly. Why would you be like, we have the technology. We can repair him. But as a nice screw you.
Yeah. What if the guy already sacrificed his whole body.
Well, make him a eunuch.
Now, do you think...
Now, maybe that would help his police work, though. He's no sexual chemistry.
It helps Batman to have sexual chemistry.
Does
to
it?
Sniff out Catwoman and know where Selina Kyle's going around the city.
I feel like that hurt Batman a little bit.
No.
Yeah, no, you got to be cold.
I mean, you got to have a heart.
No. Disagree.
Crime-fighting Wojcicki.
Disagree. So you got to detach.
So you agree with me that RoboCop has a RoboPuzo?
Yes, 100%.
And that thing comes whoop, and then zzz.
Oh, slides to the... Do you think the codpiece slides to the side?
Up,
like
up. 80s, everything goes up.
Or does it lift up, I was going to say, like a Lambo? Like a suicide door in a Lambo?
Like an old school tuxedo shirt? No, I think it slides up. Like zzz, like just goes up. And then zzz, oop, out.
Does it have special powers?
I think... I mean, does RoboCop?
Kind of.
I mean, if you got a... The only thing is... His thighs have those guns in them.
Yes.
And you're on him. There could be an accident. What happened, RoboCop? You know, I don't know. I got excited and just blew her legs off.
There is, for some fun Googling purposes, I know it's frowned upon when I talk about the professional wrestling on this show.
Why? Who said?
Just generally.
Did Matt frown on your pro wrestling?
Everybody generally frowns upon when you're like, talk about pro wrestling. RoboCop was at like the time period when like people still thought wrestling was sort of real.
What time period was that?
When children still thought wrestling was real in like the late 80s.
By people, do you mean yourself?
Yes. Last week when I thought pro wrestling was real, okay, someone showed me this video and I learned that it wasn't. And that video is there, like, WCW used RoboCop in a match. They had RoboCop like come out and be like, I can help. And like he rips open a cage and it is so low rent. It is totally worth a Google. Just look up RoboCop wrestling.
I'll watch it. Do you remember they were trying to build a RoboCop statue in Detroit and people were like, I'm against it. How could you be against that? Oh. It's like, how do you not have John McClane outside of Nakatomi right now?
But that's just
right, like, now in Century City.
How civically disappointed do you have to be, like, we've done so much in this city. We need a statue. Like something to really lift up the spirits of mid-Michigan and Detroit. Okay, what ideas do you have? Well, RoboCop was from here.
Hey, F you. I didn't say RoboCop 2. I said RoboCop.
We've got RoboCop at least. One
RoboCop
fictional.
RoboCop and Barry Gordy.
90 minutes of somebody fictionally doing something versus like anybody else.
Diana Ross, RoboCop, Barry Gordy.
I say a Thomas.
Barry Sanders.
Barry Sanders. Alan Trammell. Lance Parrish.
Mel Gray.
Mel Gray.
Herman Moore.
Wayne Fonts. R.I.P. He's dead, right?
How could you kill Wayne Fonts?
He's
a USC
be.
Assistant coach.
No. Is he?
I'm giving you 30 seconds. Start the music, Ronnie. We'll find out if he's dead.
Oh, he's still alive.
Yeah, Wikey, wear it. That's what you get for being a nutter. Learn your lesson.
The good news is he can pose for the statue now.
Oh, perfect.
The bad news is he won't be as still.
Oh! Wow! Morose, Wojcie. We'll be right back with more PMS on AM 570 LA Sports on a Frogman Friday. Thank you, Kevin Fingers.